The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary, President of Dow Leadership Development. Now, I'm a certified leadership coach and a personal brand strategist, and over the past decade, I have coached and trained over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies and government agencies, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. A personal brand is your unique promise of value. It's your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. Now, personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. So each week here on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. That's Brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, in the Brand You program, I have developed a four-step process to really help you jumpstart your brand. So the first step of that process is excavate, which is really a journey of self-reflection and assessment to unearth, really help you unearth your unique qualities. The second stage is clarify, and that's really just sifting through all the data that we gather in the excavate phase and boiling all of that data down to its essential elements. The third stage is embody, and that's where we look at actual skills and practices that help you amplify your brand. And the fourth stage is leverage, and that's where we identify low-impact, high-value actions that help you launch your brand out into the world in ways that drive success. So each week, we'll be exploring various aspects of this process with our guests. So this week, I am thrilled to welcome our special guest, Cindy Attlee, principal of the Story Branding Group, a firm that helps clients create authentic, inspiring, personal, and organizational brands. Now, Cindy has been fascinated with stories and how they shape identities since writing her first and last novel at the age of 13. Instead of becoming a writer, she channeled a passion for helping others understand and express who they are in the world into a 20-plus year career as a branding strategist, facilitator, and coach. Cindy is also a frequent speaker and workshop leader who's currently writing her first book, Discover Your Story Brand, 12 Story-Based Styles to Unleash Your Voice, and Let the World Know Who You Really Are. Previously, Cindy was Senior Vice President of Branding and Organizational Culture at the global public relations firm Porter Novelli, and she has held a variety of senior executive positions at Mid-Atlantic advertising agencies and marketing firms. Cindy, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you here today.
Well, me too, Rasheryl. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this all week, and you and I have already discovered a lot of common ground in our discussions leading up to this, so I think we're going to have a great hour together.
Yes, I am so looking forward to this. And today's topic is The Leader Within, Define Your Professional Story Type and Success Motivators. And so I want to jump into that topic and really explore story type and your specific approach to personal branding. And before we get to that, I wanted to just find out a little bit more about you, Cindy Attlee, and how you became brand Cindy Attlee. What was that process?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, because I'd been working for many, many years helping other people brand mostly products and services and enterprises before I moved into the personal branding field, and it absolutely was stimulated by this process of this self-discovery of my own. So just about 10 years ago, I'd like to call it an early midlife crisis in terms of what I was doing. Kind of wondering a little bit, was I getting enough satisfaction out of helping people sell things? And I was helping people sell some great things. You know, I worked on launching IKEA in the United States and helped one of the firms that got rolled up into the Whole Foods chain launch themselves. So I got to do some really great things, but I still was wondering kind of, you know, what did I want to be when I grew up? So around that time, someone sent me a flyer for a lecture that was titled, Can Marketing Be Spiritual? And I thought, well, never thought about that. Why don't I go find out? And when I got there, I met a woman named Dr. Carol S. Pearson, who turns out to be one of the world's foremost experts on the topic of archetypes, which are the narrative structures that kind of shape our understanding of the world and give meaning to our life. It's all about the stories that we tell each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this lecture, and it wasn't, you know, people hear the word spiritual and they think it's about religion, but this wasn't about religion at all. It was about the idea that there's a deep meaning that lives inside any product, any service, and any person, and that instead of thinking about selling something, you can be thinking about how can you convey meaning and how can you make meaning of the work that you're doing, the things that you're producing in the world. And that through understanding how stories play out, that you can evoke that. And thus, you know, a brand like Nike and its Just Do It can be seen as a hero in the world. And we all understand what a hero might do.
Right.
And an organization like Apple looks like a revolutionary because it thinks so differently. And they're evoking meaning. They're not just selling things.
Right.
So I was fascinated by that and decided to go study for a year with Carol at Georgetown. And learned this model. She wrote the branding book with Margaret Mark, who's a pretty major branding guru in the world. And I decided I wanted to think through how to apply it to this topic of personal branding. So that's
great.
How I got started in it.
Right. And why was this story-based approach, why was that resonant for you? Why did that sort of spark something in you, this particular approach?
Well, because it's based on human need and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on this idea that you can get into the psyche of something and understand it. So, I think I'll share a story that I can tell you about.
Sure, go right ahead.
If I can do that. So, it's one of my favorite stories, and I heard it for the first time right around this time, and it made me realize what it is about story that's so important. So, there's I'm sure it's an apocryphal tale. I don't know if this tribe is real or not. But about an African tribe where all the villagers say that every child has a really unique and special song, and that during a pregnancy, the mother-to-be and her friends go on their equivalent, you know, we'd call it a planning retreat, right?
Right.
And they
right.
they spend time in the woods, and the unborn child teaches them his or her song. And at birth, the entire village greets the newborn with that song.
Mm.
And it's repeated, you know, throughout the child's life on every milestone occasion. And they say that in this society, there isn't even a legal system, that when someone is suspected of wrongdoing, the tribe surrounds that villager and repeatedly sings this birth song because they believe that no one goes astray if they remember who they really are.
Mm.
And you can relate that as easily to stories as you can to songs, that if all of us are born with something that we tend to forget because of how we get socialized and how the world tells us who we should be and what we should do, if we can remember that and, you know, the teaching people songs would be enormously complicated, but getting people to align a story about themselves, getting them to realize, I was born to be a creator. I was born
right.
to be a hero. I was born to be a jester. brings us back to that essential part of ourselves that's the source of our power and our passion.
Great.
And, in fact, making this more relevant for business, to the source of our productivity and our ability to contribute and our ability to make more of who we are in the workplace.
Right, great. And I love that. I love that story. I've heard that story many times before. And it's such a beautiful story of this idea that each of us has a song or a uniqueness, a unique essence, a unique something that is uniquely ours in the world. And so what I'd like to know a little bit about is, so this tale is wonderful, and it's lyrical, and it's beautiful, how does a listener who is sitting in an office right now with meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, what does this mean? How does this relate? How does this story apply to working professionals who are right now just, you know, trying to get from one place to the next to the next.
One place to the next, yeah.
Right.
Well, I hope what it does is reminds them that they have something inside them and that they should get embarked on the process that you talked about, starting with that excavation idea. And so here's what I love about story typing, because it does sound like, well, great, I don't have time to go off on a retreat. I certainly can't go to an African village and spend a few months waiting for something to come to me. So what I love about the story typing process is how simple and quick it is. It's a framework. So story typing, basically what Carol did was develop this system of 12 stories that are kind of most universally recognized in a positive way in contemporary culture. And so I, with her permission, used her system and worked with a colleague, Theo Spira Shelley, and we developed a tool that allows you to answer a bunch of questions and find out what your story type is.
Great. And would you tell listeners the name of that tool?
Yeah, it's called the Professional Values and Story Index. And you can actually get a free tool, and you can go onto my website, which is www.storybranding.com, and take it. And so what's great about it is it's a shortcut. So when you asked, how did I get into this? So 10 years ago, I was working with Carol's material, and I discovered that I'm the story type of the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always known that I was creative, but I hadn't really thought about the fact that I could base a brand on that knowing about myself.
Right.
So when you understand a story that you're moved to tell in the world, it captures your most important strengths and values. So think about what happens in a story. You've got
great.
A character. You're
good. And Cindy,
character.
We're going to have to take a quick break here in just a moment. This is Rasheryl McCreary, and my guest is Cindy Attlee of the Story Branding Group. And you're listening to The Leader and the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Please stay tuned.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
So thank you for staying with us. This is Rochero McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and we are talking with our guest today, Cindy Attlee, principal at the Story Branding Group. And when we left off right before the break, Cindy, you were talking about this process of excavating your personal brand, and specifically you mentioned this tool that you've developed that I really want to circle back to, and that was the PVSI, or Professional Values and Story Index. Mm-hmm. And so if you will lay out for listeners what that tool does and how they can use it immediately, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Okay, well, so the PVSI basically gives you a score that tells you which of these 12 great stories you're most like. And so characters and stories have strengths and values that allow them to accomplish whatever their missions are. So you go on to the website, you get an understanding of who you are by going through the assessment process. It's a little bit like a Myers-Briggs for motivation. So if you think about, most people understand that assessment tool. Mm-hmm. It tells you a little bit about your preferences, how you make decisions. This is a tool that's about what motivates you. Why do you do the things that you do? How do you take these strengths and values that you have to accomplish a mission? So when you get a profile of that, a person who comes back as a magician, for example, is going to be very focused on change and transformation, and the contribution they can make in the workplace is probably in the realm of being a change agent. So if someone like that is in a job as a statistician, they may not be very happy because they're not able to utilize that deep desire within them to create positive change or to envision new outcomes. Or they might be able to come up with a way to re-envision how a statistician might do that. So you get a score for any one of these 12 types, and it gives you this sense of understanding of who you are in the world. And from there, what I recommend people do is start building that into a platform that's really practical, something that they can use then to shape their personal brand. Because if you think about what a personal brand is for me, it's kind of a combination of a communications platform on the one hand, mm-hmm. and it's also a guidance system for actions that you're going to take.
So right.
If you have a framework, a lot of people don't know how to contain that. What can I contain it in?
Right.
So
right.
This process gives you that kind of wrapper. So you come to know who you are,
great.
And then you start developing the next set of what I call a brand platform that
yeah.
everybody
and
has.
So before we get to the brand platform, uh-huh. just to make sure that everyone really, really gets a sense of this. So mm-hmm. with the PVSI, you take this assessment online. It's free on your website. Mm-hmm. And through these questions and this assessment tool, each person will score in a way that identifies them as a certain story type. And
right,
story type means
12,
a character,
right.
sort of an archetypal character. Is that what happens for individuals
right,
who take?
Exactly. There's 12 types, and mm-hmm. you're going to be typed for whichever one you get the highest score on by taking mm-hmm. the assessment.
Yeah, and can you give examples of, because you've mentioned magician, which actually I scored as a magician.
You did mentioned score as a magician.
That you were a creator. Can you mention
right.
a few of those 12 types, just so listeners get a sense
sure,
of
sure.
Of these archetypes.
Yeah, and they're also kind of categorized into what's the basic motivation. So there are three story types that are about our ability to belong and make connections with other people. And those stories are the lover and the every person and the jester. And they have three different styles for doing that. So, and a jester connects with other people through the concept of play, and an every person through the concept of empathy and creating a group fit, and a lover through the idea of appreciating, and the one-on-one connections. So if you can understand your different style of doing that, that tells you a lot. There's a big difference between how you might go about doing that. So those are the three stories of connection.
Right. And Cindy, how might those three stories, how might that show up in a business setting? So if someone's listening and they're not quite making the connection between, a lover or a jester, how might that show up in terms of a business leader who is that type?
Well, so a business leader who has got great strength in every person is going to want to really go out of their way to develop this empathetic connection they have with people. They're going to have huge strengths in their ability to see how people in a group fit together and how to make a group great.
Mm-hmm.
A lover is going to see the special gifts that each individual possesses that's on their team and help cultivate those in others. So there's a little bit of a twist there. A jester is going to understand how to lighten things up in a room, how to make sure that there's fun as well as work in an environment. And it's going to come so much more naturally to a person who is a particular story type than someone who's trying to force that. So that's just one set of examples of the stories.
And is there a particular story type that you tend to see show up a lot in the corporate world, or do you see a huge variety?
Well, there's a huge variety because there's 12 of them, but I will say that the storylines of the hero and the ruler come up a lot in corporate America today.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's because of what we emphasize and what we see as being a value. So a hero story is in the one of the three stories about how you can produce results in the world, and we're really results driven, certainly in Western culture right now. So a hero wants to get things done, and the story type of the ruler, who's about making things work and creating systems and processes in which things can get done, you can see how those would work together really well in today's environment. The problem is, so many people are expected to behave that way, and they aren't necessarily, that may not be their inherent motivation. So in personal branding, there's a big difference between what you're good at, what you develop in yourself, and this core part of yourself that you want to bring out even more in your interactions. So if you're not one of those types, it becomes really important to put out the strengths that you have in a way that's also relevant to the prevailing culture, which is very much about how do you get things done, how do you make things work better. And so a person who has more of that lover approach or that creator approach creates value for themselves by determining how they relate to that prevailing culture. Why does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
In a given workplace that I can do this, because ultimately a sense of connection relates to, say, bottom line or productivity. So if you actually know that you have a boss or a supervisor or colleagues that value a certain thing, you can also start to put the context of what your strengths are in a frame of reference that they'll appreciate.
Right. Wonderful. And so, Cindy, just as an example, if someone is a creator, say, or a jester,
mm-hmm.
And they want to, is it possible to transform their story type into being a hero or a ruler or vice versa? Is there that kind of flexibility or ability to really transform your identity in that way or your brand in that way?
Well, I always advise people, there's always options. You're going to have different strengths and capacities to do the various things in the story typing world. But, I think the essence of who you are is so important to your productivity in the world that I largely advise people more to focus on developing who they are and how those strengths can be relevant to the places that are around them, which always keeping in mind that you have to understand what the goals and objectives of any particular organization that you're in.
Right, right. So good. So, so Cindy, once someone has taken the PBSI, they've found out what their story type is, and then what is the next step? Then what happens? So I know I'm a magician. Have a sense of what that means, and so now what? Now what happens?
Well, what I suggest you do is you actually develop a platform for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it does mean you have to take a little bit of time, you know, the reflection time. The story typing tool is very simple. The next step, doing the brand platform that's uniquely yours, what I work with clients to do is, okay, what does that mean? How do I translate who I think I am into a purpose? Which is, what do I get up in the morning to be and do? If I know that I'm a creator, what's my purpose as a creator? For me, it's to help other people know and express who they are in the world. So I build everything I do in my life around that, and I have a vision of a world in which everybody is self-expressed and is able to actually create and deliver the gifts that they have, even in environments where the prevailing culture might be somewhat different than that. They're able to contribute within it.
Mm-hmm.
So defining what your purpose and vision is very important. And then the other two, I call those your passion points. Those are what
right.
kind of bring you alive internally. And then there's this sense of, well, then what's my mission and promise? And those are the power points that help the world understand who you are. So mission is about inspired action. What are you going to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
what kind of job are you going to have? What way are you going to make an impact? If you own a business, what kind of services are you going to offer? If you're a leader, what are you really driving to help your team accomplish? And then there's the promise. What can people expect from you? So it's an actual platform that I help people develop so that they can articulate how they're actually going to move forward. Because just knowing what your story type is isn't enough to create that movement. So first you develop the story type, and then you develop the platform.
So, right. And so that platform has those components of the passion point, the PowerPoint, the promise. And I know that I would imagine that each story type has will have a very different platform. The platform will look very different. And we just have a few moments left before we go to break. Can you say a little bit about how a magician platform may be a little, what would differentiate that from a creator's platform, let's say?
Sure. And not only are all 12 of them different, they're highly, highly individual. My magician wouldn't look like your magician.
Right.
Because there's various subtypes. You have to understand that. So a magician, for example, might get up in the morning to be a change agent, to be a positive catalyst for change in the world. Whereas the creator, like myself, gets up in the morning to help people be more expressive or to invent new things, or to make a positive impact on the world because people are allowed to be more expressive. So those are some examples of how different that might be. And what you would do during the course of your day.
Great. And Cindy, we're going to have to stop right there. It's time for us to take a short break. This is Cheryl McCrary, and my guest is Cindy Attlee. And you're listening to The Leader and the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. This is Rochelle McCrary, the host of The Leader and the Muse. And my guest today is Cindy Attlee, and we are discussing personal branding, and we are talking specifically about Cindy's work with the Story Branding Group and the work she does around story typing and helping leaders unearth their authentic, unique, and powerful voice, and then leveraging that for business success. So, Cindy, when we left off before the break, we were talking about the brand platform, which has the passion points, which have to do with your vision and your passion, the things that light you up, your power points, so it's your actions that you're taking in the world. And so what I'd like to focus on a little bit now is once a leader has worked with you and they have their story type, they've unearthed their sort of unique story type using PVSI or some other tool that you offer, and they have a brand platform, then what's the next step? So how do they actually begin to embody their brand?
Sure. Well, so it comes, it does come down to taking a look at the communications and the actions that they take, right? So,
mm-hmm.
So let's talk about communications first, because certainly, you know, if we're talking leadership, voice, and presence, communications is a critical component of that. And understanding kind of the strengths inherent in your natural communication style is one of these types. So I want to give you an example of a type that's called a sage. So a sage, as you might imagine, is you know, the wise figure, the person who has kind of a core workplace contribution about creating answers and insights. All of the types have a core contribution that they have to make. So what I would do next is work with somebody to help them understand really what their communication strengths are. So if you think about it, we're great communicators when we're motivated to communicate and when
right.
we're able to do that in a way that's really natural for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So For Sage, for example, I say that there are three core motivators that can really be the impetus for kind of bringing out your inner communicator if you're a Sage. So Sages love, for example, to expand on thoughts and theories. You know, they're always looking for new material to consider and new options to explore. So they're going to be really strong from a communications perspective when they take on the role of leading brainstorming sessions or facilitating discussion sessions and participating in the kinds of exchanges that really offer brain food, and also get them interacting and communicating with others, because people who are very into the pursuit of knowledge and developing expertise, sometimes they're among the least natural communicators. So one thing you would do then is work for, well, what are the settings in which they can excel in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing a sage really excels at is demonstrating expertise. So they love to be seen as experts, and they usually are as well. So finding the ways in which you can share what you know, that's a real major communications motivator for most sages. And sages, while they can succeed as generalists, if mm-hmm. they develop a more of a specialty area that they really know inside and out, that will give them the confidence, let's say, to open up and share. And helping bringing out the expertise in others in a leadership role sages are fabulous mentors who help people around them learn and grow and develop as well. So they're very strong from a leadership perspective. They're also great at providing answers. So a sage could be inspired to communicate when they have an answer. They love the Q&A portion of a meeting. They love serving on discussion panels. They might really like, you know, writing the answers to frequently asked questions. So these are some of the communication strengths they might have. And so you start working on, well, okay, how can I do even more of that? How can I be conscious, even if I don't have a role inside an organization, that puts me in that expert leader mode? You can start building towards that in your professional life. Or if you're already a leader, you can start leveraging those kind of strengths.
So that's great. Great. What I'd love to really look at is so if for the sages who are out there listening, who may not be in those roles where they are sort of thought experts in the organization,
right,
or able to do the kinds of things that really motivate them, what are some specific things they can do in the role they're in right now that helps them? That helps feed a little bit more of that sage story type.
Right.
Are there specific things?
I'm glad you asked that question, Rochelle, because that's a great one. Well, so you have to think about how do you show up that way? Well, a really empowered sage can always, no matter what role you're in, you can always pose a provocative question, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to frame an issue and pose that question, then you're getting everyone else thinking too. And if you're, you know, well developed enough, you know how to bring the great questions to the table, and you know how to bring other people along into it. So you can just kind of, that's an example of a role that you could take. You can also, no matter where we are in an organization, we usually have the opportunity to bring new information to the table. You know, if you're a sage, you probably have the patience to dig much more deeply than other people will. So they'll find out things that most of us never will, and they can share those things. And that puts them in a position to help illuminate things for others.
And Cindy, you know, that's really great advice for, I'm sure there are many sages who are in positions where they may not have positional authority to,
right,
to really drive an outcome.
Right.
But they can certainly use these techniques of being, you know, part of their brand is that they're the ones who ask provocative questions, or they're the ones,
right,
who, even maybe have an internal blog or newsletter that really sets them up,
exactly,
as a thought leader in a specific area.
Right,
I mean,
right,
those are things,
right,
that are pretty easy to do and can have huge impact.
Yeah, and I think people often don't think about it. You know,
mm-hmm,
they think that they need to stay. Look, here's another thing that I'll just have to say about personal branding. You know, a lot of people kind of wait around to get recognized. They get they think it's the job of whatever level of management they're right below. It's that person above them's job to recognize who they are. And this is a really different approach. This is saying, no, actually, it's your job, and here are some of the ways you can do that. And positional, if you wait for positional authority, you may be waiting a long time to make your mark in the world.
Absolutely. And there's a similar sense I get from my clients, or a similar theme I hear from my clients all the time, who think, you know, if I just put my head down and do a great job, then I will be recognized. It's about the work. It's not about letting people know. It's not about talking about my success. You know, if I just do my job and do a,
right,
good job at it, then,
right,
you know, the rewards will come. And sometimes that's not the way it happens.
Yeah, and you know, I think people do that. Look, another thing about personal branding, you know, a lot of people think it's about, you know, attention seeking or bragging or showing,
mm-hmm,
off, and they're really shy about that. And I think that's because, you know, we kind of have this celebrity culture in which people really they see people that are trying to attract attention to themselves, and they may get turned off about that and say, well, you know, I don't need to be well known. But what I like to say to people is, you don't necessarily have to start with being well known, but you should start with being known well,
right,
for what you actually are.
Wonderful. And Cindy, can you say a little bit about this tool that you use with your clients when you have them create a personal brand credo and how that plays into what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, and I will say, with some clients we do the personal brand credo, and some we do principles or tenets. It kind of depends, actually. I also align some of the exercises that I do with people with what their type is. So a creator or a magician or a revolutionary, which are kind of the maybe the right brain side of the world, would like to write a personal brand credo, which actually is... it's like a manifesto. It's their own little personal statement of it can almost be poetic, you know, of who they are and where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they're not as comfortable with that kind of approach, I say, you know, let's come up with a list of your principles or your tenets that you're going to live by. So, you know, again, getting back to that sage example, you know, a tenet of a sage might be, you know, that I will always uphold an authentic sense search for the truth. I will be honest and insightful in the things that I do. I will evaluate opportunities for myself based on whether they touch a right chord in me, because the rightness of something is, say, really important for a sage. So I try to do one of those two things for people. So one is kind of on the inspirational level, and one is on the guidance system level for people.
Great. And Cindy, we have about 2 minutes before we go to break.
Sure.
And can we talk a little bit about, now, how might someone use this personal brand credo or whatever you develop with them? How do they use these guiding principles?
Well, so some types of people really, really need to be inspired. So... Mm-hmm. You know, I have some of my principles right on my bulletin board to just remind myself. You know, I might look at them on a daily basis. The other thing you can do is, so this is where we're getting to the guidance system part. You know, if you're looking at an opportunity in your working world, you can use these as a decision-making frame. Will I be true to myself if I take this work path versus that work path? If I'm facing a decision, I go back and say, is that in line with who I am and who I want to be every day when I come to work? So that's basically what it is, a combination of inspiration or guidance as a framework. Do I do this or do I not?
Okay. And so the personal brand credo then is not necessarily an elevator speech.
No, and okay. then there's the whole realm of coming up with communications tools for yourself. So those are
right.
kind of the higher level inspirational pieces.
Right.
Then,
so the credo
then there
are
the actual communication tools like an elevator speech, right?
Right. So the credo is really much more of your own personal mission statement, your guidance
right.
system, your
right. Right.
It's a tool that you would use, that you would create and use to keep yourself aligned in words, deeds, actions, thoughts as you sort of move through your day, or you're making decisions throughout the week, the month, the year.
Exactly. And, you know, some people might, you know, once they've gone through this process, they might look at them, you know, once a week or even once a month. It's there as a reminder, yeah, for the big things.
Great. And now you mentioned, we just have a few seconds here.
Right.
But you mentioned, this idea of developing key messages for yourself. So you want to tee up just a little bit what kinds of key messages, and then we'll head to break and come back and explore that.
Yeah. I think if you develop a thought platform for yourself, a topic, that you want to become known for, then you come up with two or three things about yourself that you want to say in relationship to those things. They're either ideas about yourself, or they're ideas about the topic or the cause that you most want to be associated with. There's a couple of different strategies.
Okay. Okay, good. So it's time for us to take a break. And this is Rochelle McCreary. My guest is Cindy Attlee, and you're listening to The Leader and the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Zoom Leadership. It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal. Zoom Leadership. It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Zoom Leadership. An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. This is Rochelle McCrary, host of The Leader in the Muse. And my guest today is Cindy Attlee. And we are discussing the wonderful work that Cindy does with the Story Branding Group. And so for all of you who are listening, please go right away to www.storybranding.com. Again, that's www.storybranding.com. That's Cindy's website, and you will find a free PVSI tool. That's the tool that we've been discussing, and it's the wonderful tool that Cindy's developed to help you unearth your personal brand. You can take that assessment there and find out if you're a sage or a magician or a revolutionary or a combination of all those things. And you can also get an excerpt from Cindy's new book. It's called Discover Your Story Brand, 12 Story-Based Styles to Shape Your Professional Identity and Let the World Know Who You Really Are. So, Cindy, we're back. And we were talking about, when we left, we were talking about the actual platform and tools like the Personal Brand Credo, the sort of guiding principles that leaders create for themselves in your personal branding process and that really help drive their actions and their decision-making. So what I'd like to focus on in this final segment is really looking at how, you know, once a leader has all of this rich stuff they've developed with you, mm-hmm. how do they actually leverage it? How do they, what are some low impact, high value actions they can take to really maximize their brand, to really drive organizational success?
Okay. Well, I think there are three areas that people need to look at. So one of the areas is relationships. How are they going to build relationships from the strength that they have? Then another area is behavior. What are the things they're going to do in order to drive who they are? And finally, work product. Now, you know, we were talking earlier about how some people think they can just put their head down and produce and, right. and that's going to be enough. It's not enough, but it is relevant here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that sage example again. Again, there are 12 types and they're all going to be a little bit different, but you know, in terms of relationship building, so a sage is going to be most comfortable building relationships with people that are information based. So they're going to seek out opportunities, for example, to meet with people to share something that they know, because they're going to have far less of a good chance of building rapport, you know, kind of in that more empathy or appreciative way that somebody else would. So maybe they'd be looking for opportunities to share information they're discovering as they go along. So instead of you know, a sage who wasn't thinking about a personal brand might have a tendency to just kind of hole up and hide out until they're completely confident about what they know. But a sage who really wants to develop their personal brand will say, I need to share some things as I go. I need to put out relevant nuggets as I discover them, and base some relationships on that and set up meetings with and conversations with people about those things.
Great. And Cindy, what happens if you have a sage who is leading or in an organization where they're, you know, a band of revolutionaries and a creative and a magician and these other types? How do they move beyond their story type to make connection or lead these other types?
Well, actually, a sage is smart enough to figure out, sages is a good example of that, who the people are around them. So, you know, we just kind of scratched the surface of the whole story typing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you can do once you really understand a system like this is you can start to recognize the story types in other people and recognize that what motivates people can't be affected very much, you know? So if you go,
right,
to your point, have a team of revolutionaries, recognizing that and understanding what the gifts they're going to bring are and, you know, identifying the person, you know. So let's say revolutionary. This is the rabble-rouser who, you know, a lot of times people want to quiet down.
Right.
A smart leader will say, you know what, let's go to that person with a problem because they're going to find the trouble spot faster than anybody else is. And so instead of continually not listening to this person, go the exact opposite route with them. That's the whole process, actually, of mapping and reading other people based on their archetypal qualities, which is another thing that you can do.
Wonderful. So that's really, really practical advice for a leader who's dealing with different story types, which all leaders are. There's no one story type in any group or team or organization.
Yeah. And it's the one tool available to really get at motivation. There's lots of tools leaders have to get at how people are going to behave and what they're going to do, and this is a great one for what's going to motivate.
Great. And so how would a leader leverage their personal brand through their behavior? You said relationship behavior and work product were sort of three ways that brand can be leveraged. So say a little bit about behavior, if you have more to say about that.
Well, I think, again, it's making choices that are visible to others that are based on who you are. So, you know, is there something that we haven't talked about yet? Okay, so a hero is going to learn how to take decisive action that others can see. So you need to be stepping into a sense of decisiveness if you're a hero type. If you're a ruler, you've got to manifest being able to take charge in ways that other people can respect in you. If you are we haven't talked at all about the explorer brand, but an explorer person has to be confident enough to go out, bring back some new idea, you know, something that they've trailblazed back into the work. So, you know, I suppose in a way the behavior is kind of a combination of how they're going to communicate, how they're going to build relationships, and what their work product is going to look like.
Great. And Cindy, we have a couple of minutes left, and will you talk a little bit about, are there any other really practical tips or strategies you want to leave with listeners? And I want to leave a little time to ask some questions about your upcoming book.
Sure. Well, you know, let me take a tiny side tack. One other practical tip I can get is figure out what the pitfalls are also of the type that you are so that you can try to overcome them. So a sage, for example, could be accused of sharing or gathering too much information or getting really bogged down in content, you know, instead of outcomes, or even looking like a know-it-all. So another practical aspect of this is for every great story, there's a way you can be where you get a little into overdrive. So part of story typing is about becoming conscious of all of who you are and being able to recognize the parts of you that are really being productive and participatory and also recognizing when you've gone too far. It's about developing consciousness, really, you know, putting a watch on yourself. Yeah.
Right, and that delicate balance of leveraging your strengths, but not letting those strengths become weaknesses.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
where they really damage your brand. So really,
that's right,
finding that balance and that
that's
sweet
really
spot.
That's really important to put,
yeah,
to
absolutely,
put those parameters up, yeah.
Yeah. So, Cindy, we have about a minute left. I want to remind everyone to please go to www.storybranding.com and please, please take the free PBSI tool there on the website. And also you can get an excerpt from Cindy's new book. Cindy, you want to give us a blurb, a quick snapshot of what this new book is all about and when you expect it to be out and available for purchase.
Okay. Well, so it's an overview of all the things we've been talking about today. There'll be detailed descriptions of the 12 story types with all of these tips in them about how you are as a communicator, what kinds of actions you should be taking, what kind of steps you should be making, and what your purpose and mission might look like. So making it a lot more concrete for people is really what the book is all about. And it also will include the step-by-step process for how you can go about developing a personal brand. And I'm still writing it, so I can't tell you exactly when the publication date is. Tell you that I'm also going to be offering an online course in personal branding in the fall. And if people take the PBSI on my website, they'll automatically end up on my mailing list, and they will get emailed information about that.
Okay, great. So you'll have a personal branding course starting this fall, and you can go right to Cindy's website, www.storybranding.com, to learn more about that and take the PBSI. Cindy Attlee, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure having you, and I look forward to having you on again.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
So, listeners, thank you for joining us for another episode of The Leader and the Muse. I am Cheryl McCreary, your host. I'm very grateful that you listened, and I invite you to come back next Friday at 12 noon Pacific and join us for another episode of The Leader and the Muse on Voice America Business Channel.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Cheryl McCreary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.